This is Kate from ConversationsWithKate.net, inviting you to join us and improve your listening comprehension while you learn from conversations with my guests from all over the world. I created this podcast for English language learners who want to stress less and become more confident when speaking in English. This is episode number 23. It's the final part of my conversation with Shanti Kumaraswamy Street, business English trainer at EnglishWithATwist.com. Join Shanti and I as we discuss accents, the importance of focusing on the message and topics that interest you, and celebrating your progress. Your English is better than you think.
I went to Ireland a few years ago for a course. I hadn't been to Ireland for a long time. I did not understand a word the girl was saying. And I felt terrible because I'm thinking, hello, I'm a native speaker of English. And I kept having to go, excuse me, I'm so sorry, but could you just repeat that? What did you, so could you, and I was hiring this car, so I really needed to understand what she was telling me. So I'm so sorry, but could you, and then I was just sitting going, okay, I still get my clients but I thought, well, how do you overcome that? I couldn't sort of say to her, could you speak better, please? Your accent, I'm thinking, I'm in Ireland. I cannot. But, also some clients go, well, how do I get used to it? I said, you do become used to a certain accent after a while. You do get into it slowly but surely. And so, don't always want this accent reduction. For me, it's not so much accent reduction. It's also the pronunciation. It depends, really, if you have a very, very strong accent and you're pronouncing words in a certain way that no one's going to understand because the phonetic sound totally changes. So instead of saying to me, you're running, you tell me you're raining. Well, then, yeah, I'm not going to get that. But if it's just because you've got a beautiful Spanish accent or you have a lovely, Italian accent, I don't have a problem with that because I can. And the problem we have where people are so worried about accents is because I find that it's because the British and the Americans cannot be bothered to learn the different accents.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that we have 2 billion non-native speakers of English out there speaking with different accents. Get over it, guys. We can't all speak like British English. And even in Britain, half the people, I'll sit here and go, I have no idea what they're saying. But take the time to understand them. Because if you're going to be working with them, you're going to have to tune your ears. And we have a problem in Britain because we don't listen to so much, yes, we listen to the accents. But, we have this multicultural society, but just people have to adapt it. And we hide behind the facade of English is the lingua franca of business. Mm-hmm. We don't have to make the effort. Everyone else has to. And so I kind of think, no, we do. And I don't want my clients to think that it's all their problem. So accent reduction, I think, yeah, well, if I'd been in Ireland for longer, I know I'd have got back into listening and understanding. And there are some accents where we're not really going to be able to understand. You're just going to have to find a way to then say, hey, listen, guys, can we come up to meet? How do we overcome this? Because I got to do business with you. You've got to do business. How do we change it? More often than not is that slowing down. So slow down and repeat.
Mm-hmm.
And just making them aware, sorry, I'm not used to your accent. Could we just, find a way that we can both understand each other?
So there has to be that desire to want to understand and to communicate back and forth. But it's so interesting that you said the problem really is the panic. And I focus on that. How can I help my clients relax and stress less? And so when they talk with me, I immediately try to set them at ease, tell them I make mistakes. It's okay to make mistakes. And get into a conversation that is really interesting to them. So they stop thinking about, am I making a mistake? Because they become more interested in the content of the conversation than evaluating how they're doing. That's kind of my trick for doing that, my strategy. But do you have other ways that you help your clients get over that panic and relax and stress less?
No, I think what you've just said is perfectly true, that they need to focus on what the subject matter of what they. So I had a client here from the Czech Republic, and she loves art, and she's been studying for a I don't think it's a master's, but she's just doing a course. So she was going to visit all the different art galleries in London. She found Khan Academy. They have these wonderful videos on pieces of art. I mean, she knew far more than me. So we engaged in that. And she was, you know, obsessing a bit about her English. I said, take that out of the equation. Just focus on what is so interesting about, you know, you're focusing on this painting, you're focusing on that. That is wonderful. English just happens to be the medium through which you're learning about this painting or this, you know, author or this whatever. So focus on that rather than, how do I explain? So when she started then talking to me about this painting, it was interesting because she had the words, because she kept looking at the same words. I said, because if you have that topic, you're going to forever see the same words. And because you're so interested in this topic, the language gets forgotten. It's like, you know, again, me and my running. You go running, people will put on their music, they'll put on a podcast so they can forget the pain, maybe the pain barrier.
Exactly.
You know, what they're trying to do. You know, so I'm thinking, English is just the medium. It has to be something else that you're trying to do. So, for example, if we're talking business English, your presentation, what is the point of your presentation? Your presentation is, what are you trying to do? You're trying to persuade your clients. Right. So this is something important, or maybe you are informing them. Or so that is your focus, not the how will you get there, but that is your focus. So focus on that. So now what is your message? What do you want them to hear? Then think back. This is what I want them to hear. Then you put it all together, and it doesn't have to be perfect. But it's interesting because we're our worst critics. And I think that's a lot of, you know, our self-esteem, and also the higher people are, the more senior they are, the more they feel that, oh, I shouldn't have made that mistake. I do that also in Italian, you know, I'll make a mistake and I go, oh. Because at the end of the day, global people, they don't need perfect grammar. They don't need all that stuff. They just need to be able to find a way to communicate. And it's the native speakers that are holding them back of, you know, demanding, you know, well, if I'm so eloquent, yeah. But if you're so eloquent and I don't understand you, end of job. I don't understand what you've said. So your point of coming out with this perfect sentence is meaningless, mm-hmm. because you're not getting the job done.
So don't be intimidated. Stand up for yourself and speak up.
Yeah, it takes guts, of course. But yeah, because you're a lot better than you think you are. And it's just because of this silly language that has been forced on everyone that they get these hang-ups. I go, no, you are so much better than that, but you just need to find your way to communicate. Congratulate yourself for every little thing you do. And it's so hard, but we have to do that because you are doing a great job.
I think you're so right there. And it's been a real joy for me when I've had a client listen to a podcast and say, oh, I understood that. I got the whole gist, you know, and I say, great, you know, so that there's that wonderful feeling and build on that success. Every conversation you have, every podcast you listen to, every little snippet of conversation that you overhear, you know, you understood it? Great. Then recognize that. You're making progress and celebrate that and build on that success.
Writing it down and celebrating what it is that you enjoyed it. So they listen to a podcast of yours. Got it. What did you understand? What did you love? How did it make you feel? Great. Log. So I find with business English, you end up not focusing so much on the language. There's so many other skills you're helping someone to deal with. Their communication skills, but their mindset, their whole, I mean, I'm sure you have the same thing, but you know, their jobs are on the line. It's how they feel about themselves, how they feel about their career, how they feel about so many bits that come in that it's, yeah, often when I have my full immersion in my class, the language is the last thing that was on that list. And yet they go, well, you know, I need to, no. It's because maybe you didn't think about how to present, but you didn't think of your message. When you're writing that email, you're not writing it for yourself. You're writing it for that person. Does that person understand? No, they don't. Well, so can we make it simpler? And they add it, they work it out, and they go, oh. So those are skills that all of us need, not just that non-native speaker.
It's been a delight to have this conversation with you. I know that we could talk much longer, and I hope that we'll have many more opportunities in the future. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you so much to you, Kate, for inviting me.
It's been a real pleasure. So, ciao.
Likewise.
For now.
Ciao. A dopo. Alla prossima.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
You've been listening to my conversation with Shanti Kumaraswamy Street. You can find out more about Shanti at www.englishwithatwist.com. If you have comments or questions, make them on Facebook, Instagram, or drop me a line using the form on my website. If you'd like access to select transcripts, visit www.conversationswithkate.net to join our ever-growing community of intermediate and advanced English language learners. Special thanks to Aaron Burdett for her music. This is Kate. Remember that every day is a gift. I'm honored that you spent some of your precious time with me. Thank you for listening. Until next time.